Praise the Lord for this wonderful evening that we can be here together and we sing together in very different languages. And I really joy, really blessed that I can stand here because of the grace of God. And it's amazing to be here with all of you. It's a part of my family because you all are the one in Christ. And we are one because God has united us together here. I really appreciate of your prayer, your support, your encouragement to all of us in Indonesia. So tonight, I also send a regards from Indonesia to all of you here. They're always talking and praying about one-to-one as the church that really committed to support Indonesia. Thanks, Jesus, for that. Tonight, we are going to hear the message. The title is From Fishermen to Fishers of Men. It's taken from Matthew 4, verse 19 to 22. I will read that for you. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. So, usually, when someone called us, we always comes up with questions. When Jesus invited them to come follow me, what happened with Peter's, what happened with the James about following Jesus? What's the meaning of it? Maybe we will ask, whom Jesus called? Why Jesus called? Is it a command or invitation? Culturally, in Indonesia, if somebody calls you, come to my house. If it's only one time, maybe it's just talk. But if he keep saying, come, 3 times, it means that he's serious and he's calling to come. It means a command. And when Jesus keep telling us about, come, follow me, maybe for some people we'll say this is invitation. But for some other people we'll say, this is a command to follow Jesus. If we talk about following Jesus, following Jesus is commandment or invitation to us to respond to him. Often we still ask more clarification when someone invites you to go somewhere. But Jesus challenged us to go somewhere for a certain purpose that we will know after we follow him. God already knows where to go and what will happen in the future, even we don't know anything about the future. But God desires that we will follow him. Come, follow me. An absolute obedience is necessary to make this commandment possible. If we look at the pictures, the next one. This is the Lord's extreme commandment from Matthew 10. Verse 37 to 39, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy for me, and whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. It's really extreme commandment. Because God doesn't want himself to be unrespected. Why? Because he knows that if there is something that makes us love others more than love him, then it will be difficult for us to follow him wholeheartedly, totally. Is that true? Is that the thing that we always thinking in our mind? For example, if I get my child to go somewhere, I say that, to him, if you follow me, everything will be fine. I will give you something good, something interesting, something better. By that time, my son had already had an appointment with his friend or had his own event. He started thinking of choosing. If he participated, it means that he would sacrifice his appointment, all his plans, and his friends. But if he knows where I will take for sure, it will be easier to make a decision. It means that if you already know where to go and what will I give to him, he will say, okay, I go with you, because he will keep asking in his mind where we are going and what is that for. Even though I have my own plan, usually it's difficult to think about what God is going to do in our life. If we take a look at the pictures there, this is the story about Niat from Nias Island. She's still young. She's still 20 years old. And in her culture, she said that she talks only her own language, and she doesn't like talk in any other languages, even though her heart has been changed by Jesus, because she wants to go to reaching out the Aceh people. Aceh is one part of Indonesia that mostly they are Muslims, and it's very strong Muslims there. Niat said that one day I will bring Christ to them. I will be a witness. I will share the gospel to them. But sometimes in her mind is, I feel so afraid about that. I'm so fragile. I'm a girl, and I'm not really intelligent, but why Jesus picked me? Sometimes we question about that. Why Jesus picked us? But she wants to try to be good follower of Jesus. The old lady there is already 125 years old, and she loves to be that grandma, because that grandma is always talking in Javanese language that she doesn't understand at all. As an old ma, usually she will talk and tell about the stories about the families, relatives, grandson, grandchildren, and then their sons, and many things. And she doesn't understand anything, the language. Yeah. But she said that, I will pray for you. Anything that you said, I don't understand that, but I know that God loves you. Jesus loves you. And she keep coming to that house and share the gospel to her. It doesn't matter if she knows or not, but the story is going to change her life. So there's a lot of things that we can do to share the gospel. And then Christine also. This one, her name is Christine, and she also come from Muslim background. She was baptized. And then 4 years later, she come to our Bible college studying, and now she was sent out to Aceh to reaching out people there, the Muslims there. It's really amazing, because she has to wear the burqa. She has to wear the hijab there. But it doesn't matter, because her heart already changed. Her heart is already for Christ. It doesn't matter about the performance. It doesn't matter about how do they look. But the most important thing is her life is changing, and her life become a blessing to others. And many women there already prepared to following what Jesus command. So that's the meaning of totality following Jesus. When Jesus called us, yeah, it's sometimes God doesn't give us enough clues why we have to follow Jesus. But we have to believe that Jesus already has a plan for all of us. He wants us to know that He can shape us, He can mold us to be His tools for kingdom of God. This is His plan. So we have to sacrifice everything. We have to sacrifice our desire. Like the example, my son usually said that, oh, I will not go with you. I have appointment with my friends because my friend is more attractive rather than you. It's boring to following my dad. I cannot talk anything. I just following your direction. That's not nice. But join with the community, with friends. It's easier for me to chat with them. So, but do you know what I'm going to give you? Maybe if he knows that, he will choose me rather than friends. Sometimes my wife also said that, what would you like to eat? I want to buy you some food that you really desire, wants to eat, because I want to be with you. But he said, oh no, sorry mom, I'm busy. How do you feel about that? Sometimes we, why? But as a parent, as mother, as father, we always want them to come closer to us. For example, if I will give you a new cell phone, or I will give you a new motorbike, maybe he will, okay, I'll go. I will cancel all my appointment with them because there is something more that make me choose to following you. That's also happened with following Jesus. Sometimes we don't know what God will give to us, but we have to believe that God will always give us the best that cannot replace with the world things. God invites us, follow me. He invites us and will make us fishers of men. So it means that God will calling us not just keep quiet, keep silent, do nothing, but he wants us to go work for his kingdom, to be a fishers of men. So it's not just sit still. So if Jesus is here now and invites you, come, follow me, are there some of you will raise your hands and receive what Jesus' invitation? Come, not for party, not for having fun, but for catching fish. The fish become men. Fishermen become fishers of men. Are you interested in it? If so, there are many things you should sacrifice. You have to do his mission, not your own mission. You have to leave the worldly pleasures, but to do God's pleasures. You have to leave bad habits and transform into his habit, God's habit. You have to set apart from family, television, games, and many more that can change your focus on his goal, because we have to follow Jesus. It means that we have to follow his direction, not our goals, but God's goal. Matthew 16, verse 24, said that, then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Yeah. If we take a look at these pictures, baptism is always something that we rejoice for, like this time. Yeah, congratulations for Charlie, who already been baptized this afternoon, this evening. It's a joy to see the people to be baptized. Yeah, because it means a good decision to follow Jesus. It means that it's serious. Following Jesus is a serious thing. You cannot just playing things, but serious with Jesus. Next slide. Yeah, totality. In Matthew 10, verse 39, it said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. It means that whoever loses his life because of me, he will obtain it. It means that the Lord is ready to restore our lives, pure and glorious life in the eyes of God, as long as we are willing to give up our old life with all its pleasures. He intends to transform us into new creation that put him first. He has brought all of us in a journey of faith that is not easy, but he continues to invite us to continue walking. For in that journey, we can learn to understand the work of the Lord. If we take a look at the story, this young man is coming from Papua. He lives in the midst of jungle, and they have to walk in the midst of the jungle for 2 days to reach their kampung, their living, the community. And no street. You cannot ride trail or bikes or anything because it's really, really jungle there. But they are very strong because everything that they carry, when I visit his place, yeah, I carry my luggage, and they can carry that. They can carry cement, you know cement? Cement in a sack and put it in her bag and carry, go up on the mount to reach to the kampung there. And those ladies is the mother. They really live in a very simple life with no internet, no cell phones, no music, I mean, no instrument, yes, and then no television, no electricity. So when the night comes, they will live in a darkness. But you know what the father of Phineas, the young man, said to him? If you stay here, you will just to be a man cutting grass every day. You just be a layman like this, and you will never go anywhere. But if you bring your paper, you can fly away, far from here. You will be a different person. Finally, Phineas decided, okay, I will go to Java, and then he come to our college, our Bible school, and study there. And the first year is a struggling for him because he never know about internet, even typing on the computer. He doesn't know anything about those. And he's just living simple. And many friends always laugh at him because he could not talk. Indonesian language is the second language for him. He's just talking tribal language. It's difficult for him. But his desire to follow Jesus and his father's thought in his mind that, okay, I will bring my papers to go and following Jesus' direction. And then finally, at the third year, I invite him to go with me to Sulawesi by plane. In the plane, he cried. Why? Because he said, I understand now why my father said to me about bring paper. Bring paper means I have to study more and more, and now I can fly. I can fly in the plane. It's really amazing to me. He keep looking at the window and see, oh, that's beautiful. And then he cried that, oh, it means that I am in God's hand. God has purpose in my life. Since then, he become completely different person. He has different personality. He's really humble. He's really willing to share the gospel to everyone. Now he's doing ministry in Sulawesi. He's the one that you all support in prayer. And with the support from you, he can start ministry there. And now he can plant church there. The church, what I mean, is talking about people. People who gather around together and study the Bible in their house. Yeah. Because in his new culture there, there's a different thing. When in his kampung, everyone are families. But in a new place, no one knows him. No one will start assuming that he's someone that trying to come and interfere their lives. He said to me that if I live in Salatiga, in Java Islands, it's easier because they will ask me a question, where do you study? And I can answer it. Okay, I study at CCTSI. And then in Makassar, in Sulawesi, he understand there's the difference. People will say to someone new, what is your occupation? What is your profession? What are you doing here? Why are you here? Because he looks very different from Sulawesi people, the Bugis tribe. And then he's still able to answer it. Okay, I'm selling coffee because of it. he can answer it. But in the tribe, in their place, we call it pare-pare. The first question that the people ask is, what is your religion? Straight away. So that's the most frightening for him. But because God gave him wisdom, he said that, okay, it's not a hindrance, it's not a barrier to me for sharing the gospel, but it's opportunity to share the gospel. Because why? Because if they want to know my religion, it means that they want to know more about my belief. So I will share the gospel to them, and I keep telling them about that. And now there's 25 people getting around in the house for studying Bible regularly because of God's grace. Because God already called him, come and follow me. Deny yourself. Carry the cross and follow me. So that's the totality that we have. Like Abraham, faith of Abraham. Yeah. Abraham tried to sacrifice Isaac. Remember the story of Isaac to be offered his father, Abraham. He didn't know what was happening, but he just followed his father's will without much questioning. Isaac was aware that he would be sacrificed when Abraham tied him up. But returning to submission to the Lord, Abraham exemplified his son that no one could replace Abraham's love for the Lord. On that journey, they found the lessons of faith that the Lord prepared for a greater plan for the nations of the world. So what about us today? Is our submission already total? If yes, we are going to be a soldier with a big task, wait to be implemented. But if it not, do not retreat. You have to be sure that God is processing us to be better prepared. One moment you will be surprised when you see that you already the journey of faith. You already walk along the faith. The journey is always something that we don't enjoy sometimes. For example, if you go to the forest, what do you see? Maybe you just see the trees or you see the forest. If you see the trees, you will see a lot of rocks there, a lot of trees, a lot of plantation there. Sometimes we can enjoy that, but sometimes we're afraid about that. When the first time I went to various kampung there, there's a lot of, maybe a lot of birds there, and also snakes, and also many wild animals there, but maybe we can scared about that. But if we know that we come for God's purpose, we can understand what's the meaning of following Jesus. We have to carry the cross. Yeah. The next thing, there is a video that maybe you can play there. There's an old movie called The Mission. Maybe if we can play that, the first session. If it's not, it's okay. It's about discipline. Following Jesus needs discipline. Yeah. I would like to tell you about the meaning of carrying the cross. Yeah. In a movie called The Mission, there is one scene where a pastor gets the punishment for himself because he's committing sin. He has to carry heavy load on his back. He walked through the woods, cross the river and climb up the mountain with loads he dragged with rope. He heard the commandment that the load should be able to get to the top because it would be used for the indigenous people up there. The pastor tried hard to get there. Yeah, I hope it can be played. The pastor tried hard to get to the top, with sweat and scratch injuries along the way. He continued to make the load can get to the top. Finally, the load did reach to the top, but it was a surprise that the pastor, that after reaching to the top, his commander took a sword and broke the strap and rolled the load down until it came back to the river. It's really sad for him because he tried hard to carry the load over there to the top because they think, I am doing a good thing. I hope that my load can be a blessing to the indigenous people up there. But when the load go back to the river, with the angry face of this pastor, protest that action. Cannot play? It's okay. Let's take a look for a while. The second part of the scene, we can take a look also. When the load get to the top, the indigenous people bring back the load. Okay. You see, it's similar with our lives. Sometimes we think that to compensate our bad habit or our things, we do a good things. We try to be better person. We try to be a good follower of Jesus. But sometimes we think that's good enough for us to take away our sins. But in that story, when the indigenous man cut the rope, he felt so angry because he already worked hard to carry that load to the top. With the angry face of this pastor protesting that action, then the commander said, "You should be grateful that all your burden I released, but why are you angry? It's not in vain all your efforts if the load will not be used. Do you think that it's going to be a blessing, but sometimes the blessing, they don't use it? God can do anything by himself, but he invites us to come and join to his calling. Sometimes we think, I already do a good job, a good ministry, a good service, but is that thing that God needs? No. God loves us. God wants us to join him, but not about our efforts. How hard we try to follow Jesus, sometimes it's really burden. Many times I struggle with the students that studied there. Sometimes I struggle, come on, you have to be bold, you have to be brave to share the gospel. But they say, yeah, someday I will be there. Come on, you have to be faithful to your journey. But sometimes they just say, I need time to that. Come on, the harvest is plentiful, a lot of reaper we need. But it's not easy. Yeah. You must learn to let go all of your thoughts and your anger. There is no pride, arrogance. You are nothing if not God who called you. If you are not because of God, we are nothing. Yeah. What is the application of this? If you are the ones who carrying heavy burdens, notice that this is not the burden that God wants us to focus on, but our willingness to keep submit to his authority. And if we submit to God, when we reach to the top, the discipline is already become your identity. It means that the most important thing is to be obedient to what God's command. And we'll always feel the joy carrying it. Find what the Lord is about to teach us. Maybe Jesus wants us to know that all our efforts is a part of the commitment to serve the Lord. It's not about, I am good enough to serve. I am good voice so I can sing. That's not enough. God wants our hearts. God wants our hearts to follow him, to be a blessing for others. To share the gospel is not about us, but about God's want. So we do really carry the cross. It doesn't mean you become a good person if you carry the cross. But you become obedient, faithful to the Lord. Because the Lord desires our faithfulness, our commitment to the Lord, to the calling. The last thing, be wise, be smart. That picture's about, before that, we go back to the, this slide. This is our alumni who helped Farius to do the ministry among the Bugis tribe. He works among the Bugis tribe. Well, the Bugis tribe loves to cheat us, Christian. Usually they use the identity as Christian. Okay, I will work for you. And then he works hard for him, but they will start asking money from him. May I borrow the money? And they will never return to him. And then after a while, keep telling lies and keep borrowing money. But he said, okay, you keep telling lies and do something bad to me, but I will give you a job. I will help you to build a place for making brick from clays. Yeah. And He has a lot of workers there. All of them are bookies. And the bookies start questioning him. Why? You know that we are do bad things to you, but you give us works, give us jobs. Why? And then he said, because that's what we receive from God. Because we cannot hate you. That's the teaching that I know, that I believe, that I have Jesus as our Savior, never let you become a hatred, but become a loving person. I will keep giving you words, even though you're cheating me and lies to me. And then they start to say that, okay, I want to be like you, because you have no hatred in your hearts. Because even though I keep telling lies to you, but you will help us to grow in our life. And until now, he's faithful. And there are many bookies that become Christians because of it. Because the simple life and the truth that he bring in his life as a witness to others. Yeah. Matthew 11 said, but to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to their playmates. We played the flute for you and you didn't dance. We sing a dirge and you didn't mourn. Yeah. You certainly know that wise people will understand when to laugh, when to cry, when it is silent, when to talk. From time to time, Jesus' disciples learn about Jesus' model, his mission, vision, his miracles, and his teachings. 3 years with the Lord Jesus became a special moment because their lives became very different. They were only dealing with the fish business, but now they know they have to be fishers of men. When Jesus ascended into heaven, there was their desire to return to be a fisherman. The disciples want to be fishermen again. But the Holy Spirit came for them as a helper and comforter so that they would be the ones who could be responsible to answer the calling with wisdom. So all of us are invited by Jesus to be a witness among the people that hasn't known him. We have to be a good witness to them. Surely you also often meet people who don't believe in Jesus. Consider that they need your help to be able to know God, that you make the source of faith. So from this moment, don't sit still. Be smart, be wise, to give the answer to everyone.